welcome to Ideas with Ayo Obe. My name is Ezu Guchukudi. On the show today, we'll be discussing something really very important. Information is key. And during elections, it's important that you get the right information. Now, people are entitled to their opinions and would like to express themselves. But it is important that you articulate your thoughts and express yourselves in a manner that will not set the nation on fire. Today, we're joined by Lanre Arogundade, ED of International Press Center, which has published an elections reporting guide for journalists. And I am very certain that you would learn a lot from the interesting conversation. Over to you, Ayobi.
Thank you so much, Chukudi. And Lanre, it's great to have you on the program.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Lanre.
Yes, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Lanre. Sorry about that. A few glitches. I have to tell you that actually moving around in Lagos is likely to put glitches even into one's brain, not to talk of the the glitches that you meet on the road. So I thought actually that you would be the one I would be worried about, not knowing that I would be the one that would be... And Larry, you've been following me around on television. That has to stop.
Oh, my God.
So I'm so glad to have you on the program because, as Chukudi said, information is key. What has been concerning people, and I think that there's becoming a little bit of a moral panic, if I can put it like that, over the fact that, surprise, surprise, journalists and on-air personalities have opinions. And so I wanted to discuss with you, as somebody who is very well steeped in the ethics of journalism, the practice of journalism, and the teaching, in fact, of journalism. I wanted to discuss with you, what is the position? Because there are some who believe that an on-air personality or a journalist or a writer should have no opinion about partisan politics whatsoever. And others who see partisan politics under every bed. I'll never forget, and I'll just give this as an example, the way that Ajurin Gelali was the subject of regular criticism from supporters of the president when he was an on-air personality or a journalist on channels television. And then to everybody's surprise, he turned up on the president's team. And suddenly people thought, oh, maybe what we thought was partisanship was just neutrality. So I wanted to ask you, what is the position? Is there a difference between what is expected of people in the broadcasting industry, on-air personalities, the journalists, and what is expected of the newspaper, the print industry, magazines, and so on?
Well, the same code of ethics covers recognizes him or herself as a journalist. So it doesn't matter whether you work in the broadcast media or in the print media. It's a universal code of ethics. And what the code says is that as much as possible, journalists should maintain balance, objectivity, fairness in treating any subject matter. Now, when it comes to elections, we also have some guidelines. Some are self-regulatory, like the Nigerian Media Code of Election Coverage, which has been endorsed by umbrella media professional bodies and several individual media houses, including Niger Info, Channels Television, and many others. And what it says is that we should avoid the bias, and we should be fair, show respect to our guests, while also demanding that guests on the broadcast media should refrain from inflammatory statements, hate speech, and the rest of them. Now, when it comes to opinion, the Nigerian Media Code of Election Coverage says that journalists should separate facts from opinion, and that we must deal with the facts of electoral matter and refrain from presenting our own opinion as facts. So if a journalist is interviewing a politician, what I would expect a journalist to say is he's asking a question, if he has an opinion, he needs to own up to that opinion and say, well, this is my own opinion, so that it will be clear that it is not the opinion, you know, of the medium.
But he's allowed to have an opinion?
Pardon? Yes, we can't say that because somebody is a journalist, he shouldn't have an opinion. That would be quite difficult, especially when we are talking about election matters. Don't forget that we all have our PVCs, we vote, which means that to some extent we have, you know, our own opinion. Mm-hmm. But when you are doing journalistic work, when you are here, that opinion should be way, way, way back at the background, because essentially you are trying to help people to make informed, you know, opinion. And if you keep injecting your own opinion and so on, it will be difficult for listeners or viewers to be able to understand, you know, the facts, you know, of the matter. At best, what you could do is to present it in such a way as to say, well, this analyst has said this, some other observers have said this, what exactly, you know, is the position? And I feel we need to do a lot of, you know, orientation and training, you know, for some of our colleagues. You can ask your questions in a very, you know, in a very firm way. You could try to, because politicians are also dodgy. They would rather, you know, answer questions that
they will reframe the question.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. They try to reframe, you know, the question. So I think that is you know, that is the approach that we should adopt. Now, even at the level of opinion, like I said, you are free to express your opinion. Some journalists have columns where essentially they are writing their opinion. And
so if you're writing a column in a newspaper, is that, and we do know that, yes, there are columns in newspapers. We've even seen situations where newspapers specifically come out and endorse one candidate or the other. But can we draw any analogy between the opinion column in a newspaper and the positions taken by on-air personalities? Let's remember, Lanre, that I'm an on-air personality for the purposes of this
program. Yes, I know, you are.
But I'm not a journalist, and I would not pretend to be a journalist,
or
even to have been trained in the ethics of journalism, even though my training as a lawyer allows me to be able to assess matters from a non-partisan perspective. But is that different? Do we equate what happens on air with what happens in the in the print media?
Well, you can't equate it, not when you are having, you know, your guest, because in a newspaper, essentially what you do is you write an opinion and you publish that opinion. Mm-hmm. So if you want to do that on television, on radio, you probably get your own airtime, mm-hmm. or sometimes they have what they call, you know, analysis, and then, or you could get interviewed by your colleagues so that they know that you are expressing your opinion. Mm-hmm. But when you are having guests, you are having a candidate, I don't think you're allowed to bring in your own opinion. What you're allowed to do is to put facts on the table. So if, for example, there's been an allegation against the politician, you are free to say there's this allegation, and then you show evidence of that allegation. Mm-hmm. Or if you feel that that politician has done something wrong, you also provide, you know, some proof and get, you know, the response. Mm-hmm. It's a very delicate job, because, you know, broadcast media happens to be sensitive in the sense that you are dealing with a, you know, audience that want to form, you know, an opinion. Even when it comes to social media platforms, my own attitude really is that journalists have to be careful the way they express their own personal opinion, because it might be difficult for the ordinary person to distinguish between what you think is your own opinion and the opinion of your own news organization.
And
so while we can't take away the right to say, well, you are free to express yourself, but we must exercise some discretion. Because the work we're doing is not like the work that other professionals do, mm-hmm. during elections. We're supposed to help people to understand what is going on. We're supposed to be, you know, make politicians accountable, make our leaders accountable. There's even some level of constitutional responsibility. Mm-hmm. So to that extent, we should not think that we're just like any other professional and we can just, you know, say anything that that we like.
So the fact is that if you are a journalist, you can put, how do I put it, robust questions to anybody.
Exactly. Robust questions, but not in a, you know, in a biased manner.
But it
also depends on the way you ask the question. When you ask question as if you've agreed with a particular viewpoint, then it becomes a problem. That other person could then say, well, it's like you, even though you're asking me to defend myself, but from the tone of your questioning, mm-hmm. it's like you've already formed the opinion that I'm guilty. And so it becomes, you know, a problem. I said, ordinarily politicians would be dodgy, but as professionals, we shouldn't give them that responsibility. And I can start my own example.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I'm quite political, I'm an activist, but I'm so visible when it comes to the issue of media ethics, mm-hmm. media code of election coverage, yes. training of journalists. And I've always been restrained in going on social media platforms to express my own opinion because mm-hmm. it might be difficult for some people to separate my own opinion from that of the International Press Center.
Yes.
And so that should, I think this is the advice that I would try to give, you know, our, you know, colleagues. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you work in the broadcast medium does not mean that you can't write an opinion piece. You can write it in a newspaper. You can add your own blog.
You also have people who are giving opinion pieces. For example, I'm just thinking not of in this context, but if I think of the Farid Zakaria, who used normally introduces his program with an opinion or some analysis, or you look at places where in the United Kingdom there's a famous journalist who's on the BBC's flagship radio program. He was a Conservative Party activist.
Yeah.
And it's always the subject of criticism for the way he questions or does not question people from who are not conservatives when they come onto the party, onto the program. Well, Larry, as I said, we are running.
We're running out of time. If we just think that we can copy the British or the American example, it will not necessarily help us, you know, here. What I was saying is that, of course, the quote, it did not really cover everything. It does not give all these things. It didn't even ever say that we have all the social media. But it's just for us to exercise, you know, discretion and to err on the side of caution.
It doesn't also seem, because I think that even though, as you said, when you have the guest, you can treat them in a certain way, but there's also the question of the guests that you actually invite. Sometimes when you invite certain people, you know what you're going to get. And when you don't invite others, then you're also making a statement which may or may not sway the
views. I agree with you. That's what we call the confirmation bias in the media, where you invite a particular person. So maybe you're also guilty because you invited me because you believe. But I'm talking of where you deliberately invite some set of people because you know they would express opinions that tally with your own.
Mm-hmm.
That in itself is also not, you know, allowed. For every opinion that one other person expresses, you have to bring people from the other side. It's a delicate balance, but it's very, very important. Because the integrity of the medium matters. Sometimes we forget that beyond the politicians, there are other audiences that are listening to all these programs.
Mm.
And if they feel that they are not credible on the long run, it may be a problem, you know, for your station.
Yes.
And that's why Section 3 of the Nigerian Media Code of Election Coverage is actually titled, you know, Credibility and Integrity.
Oh, well, that, you know, at Ideas, we are very much into integrity, ethics, democracy,
yes, exactly.
and accountability. So if you're accountable, if you are some way perceived as accountable for what is expressed on your station.
In fact, I like the word you use, accountable. So the Constitution says the media should hold government accountable and we should monitor governance. But we as media too, we also have to be accountable. We should know we're accountable to the people because essentially the media is a public trust.
Well,
so we're not accountable to politicians, we're accountable to the larger society.
And I think that on that note, on the issue of accountability to the larger society, we should have to draw our discussion to an end. Thank you so much, Larry, for appearing on the program.
Thank you very much. We'll come back to you later for a look back
at how it went. Thank you so much, Chukwudi.